My son and I stand quiet and stare, as if we can't believe such cold covers a California pond. Could the water be colder than last November, when Jesse and I swam, our bodies flat, where the sun drove only 8 inches deep? On a dare, we dove for mud. I held Jesse's hand and pulled him through deep blue, dark green, into the black where the pond shut its eye to the sun. We blew our breath into the cold wrapped around us and dropped into the cold, cold as January and dark, the mud so deep we didn't feel it until we were in it. Grabbed blind handfuls, turned and kicked toward the remembered light. Only on the surface did we see the black proof slipping finely between our fingers. In wet light, mica reflects sky, while mud absorbs heat before slipping back into cold. I break frozen stones from the silent stream and skitter odd beats over the ice. Jesse breaks sheets from the shore and slides them over the skin of the ice drum, resonating over a cold that only dives deeper in June. Surfaces change, and we say nothing as my stones ping and crack, and Jesse's axe hums and sizzles. On this morning, when only my son and I hear this music, back to the seasons and down to the bottom.